This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. If you are listening to this on the day it airs, happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July for those in and around the USA or for those observing. I thought it would be a really great opportunity to talk about our own freedom and our own independence from these struggles that often we have created, from these perceived barriers that we have not yet deconstructed. It is a day where we celebrate our freedom, but we have this huge opportunity that I know I haven't fully taken advantage of in my own life. I know I have a lot of room to improve in this, and I think most of us do, to create freedom. Freedom from the stressors, freedom from the struggles, freedom from things that we have accepted as the way life is. It doesn't have to be that way. I hope that I never take this idea that we can have more freedom, that we can be free from the struggle for granted, because this is a freedom I didn't have for most of my life. And not because of oppression from any outside source, purely because of myself. My own choices removed my freedom. My own thoughts removed my freedom, and I felt really stuck. And that feeling of stuck, whether stuck under a mountain of debt or stuck in a body that you do not feel good in, it's stifling. And it's optional. It's absolutely optional. What I have found more recently to be very true and very exciting and at times super scary is that there is always an area of my life where I'm not quite yet free, or not even a little bit free yet. I always say there's another level, and I don't want to fall into a pattern of, it's good enough. I mean, things aren't bad. I'm okay. I'm fine. It's all right. There's always another level, and it's not out of a selfish desire that I want to get there, because here's how I think of it. The healthier I am, the better I am for the people in my life. The wealthier I am, the more I can bless and help others. So I've been looking at areas of my own life where I wasn't quite free. Where do I want more and I'm not getting it? Where do I feel like there's another level that I haven't yet attained? Going back to the food thing for a second, I really felt like food owned me, like it was more powerful than I was. At many times in my life, I felt like depression owned me and it limited me and my options were taken away because of my depression. And we talked a lot about how those two are ones that I managed to tackle through consistency and hard work and a lot of mindset stuff. And a lot of ups and downs. We've talked a lot about how I set myself free from those particular struggles and how you can too. Because we do not have to settle and we do not have to feel stuck and we do not have to feel limited. And not only can we create our own independence, I think we all need to. I think we all need to look at, where do we not feel free and abundant? Where do we feel limited? Where do we feel stuck? And most importantly, what are we going to do about it? I've talked about the food struggle. I've talked about the depression struggle. Today I'm going to talk about a couple that I didn't necessarily know were limiting me until I started to take a closer look at it. I'm going to talk about what those struggles were for me and how I began to think differently and create the solution, even when I thought there were no solutions or there were no good solutions. I was wrong. And I learned not to go with my first thought of, oh, it's just the way it is, or I can't change this. I just have to accept it. I have to make the best of it. That didn't turn out to be true. And I'm so grateful that I didn't stop at that initial thought. I believe that we live in such an incredible day and age where we really don't have the kinds of limitations that maybe our parents had. In 2019, anybody can have a side hustle and set themselves financially free. Anybody, whether you have 47 children or you're 95 years old, it is possible for you. And the same thing is true with health. There is always another level. We live in a day and age where there are more resources and more options than ever. And the thing that keeps us stuck is not our circumstances, but our unwillingness to step into the uncomfortable, to step out of the familiar, to go beyond that first thought of, here are the reasons I can't, here are the reasons I shouldn't, here are the reasons it won't work for me, and push through that and create massive freedom. We got to create our own freedom from whatever it is that you feel confined by, your own thoughts, your physical body, your mental health, your financial health, your career. You can create your own freedom. You can and you must. We have more options than we are considering. What I've learned in a really beautiful and at times terrifying way over the past couple of months is that fears and challenges and areas where we feel really stuck can be the most epic doorways to opportunity if we choose to walk through them instead of choosing to stand behind them. As I said, I'm going to share how I had to do this very recently. And if nothing else, I'd love for you to think of this through the filter of what doorways can I walk through that maybe I've been telling myself are a wall. The first one that I experienced recently might seem really strange, but it required a lot of me, a lot of willingness to think differently, a lot of willingness to say something isn't right and I need to change my approach, which from an ego standpoint can be tough because it's easy to say, just keep on keeping on. You're doing all the things right. But look, if you're not getting the result that you want, that's not going to help you. So the first doorway that I had to walk through that initially felt like a wall actually came from my decision to put my gut health, my microbiome first. Which might seem super easy, right? Like, okay, now you just have a new priority. But it wasn't that easy. I actually had to move through fear, through doubt, and through some shame in order to do that. I had to do uncomfortable things like admit to myself, admit to some new friends that I wanted to feel better. I shared with my master's club recently, and I'm happy to share it with you guys too, that at that point in my life when I had to kind of step into the fear and step into the shame and admit that something wasn't right, it would have been easy to just point to stress and do nothing differently. Like, hey, I'm eating well, I'm exercising, I'm getting enough sleep, life's just stressful, and, you know, just keep on keeping on. But if you keep on keeping on when it's not working, it might be because your ego is in the way and you're not willing to say, I think I need to try something different. So what I had shared with the Master's Club was how in a matter of a couple of weeks, at the beginning of this year, so just a handful of months ago, I sold my tiny house. I bought a totally different, huge property that's a huge responsibility in need of a total renovation. I moved into it. My boyfriend moved in with me for the first time. I had my 12 Weeks to Transformation launch, and I released my first book. Literally, in all of that happened in less than a week. It wasn't even 2 weeks. There was a lot going on. And I have Hashimoto's, right? An autoimmune thyroid condition, for those of you who aren't familiar with it. Well, that degree of change, and on top of that, just like the normal runnings of a business, the normal livings of life, selling a house, buying a new one, moving in, boyfriend moving in, launching a big project, releasing my first book into the world, in the same week. My Hashimoto was like, screw you. What is all of this stress? And I had a flare. But my first response was, I'm just stressed. There's just a lot going on. I'm just tired. Just keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Keep on making good choices. Keep on trying to meditate. Keep on getting things done. This too shall pass. My first response was to stand behind the door of the problem. Fortunately, I'm learning to believe more and more every single day that we have to do things differently. Especially as things change. If our results stop, if our lifestyle changes, we have to do things differently. And that can be scary and uncomfortable in terms of behavior change, but also from an ego standpoint. This isn't working for me. That's tough. But, you know, not what getting what you want from your health and your life is even more scary and more tough and more uncomfortable. So I started the conversation and about my Hashimoto's and stress and everything that was happening in my life with one of my new friends, Brooke. She was on the podcast. I'll link to her episode over in the show notes for today's episode. And when she geared the conversations towards gut health, my first thought was, I don't have gut issues. I hear you. That's great. I have a thyroid issue. I have a cortisol issue, but I don't have a gut issue. And that's why I think most of us stay limited, right? We go with that first instinct, gut instinct, pun intended. We stop there. We stay there. We shut it down at the first sign of, I don't agree. That doesn't sound right. It doesn't jive with me. I think you're wrong. But again, I'm learning to believe more and more every single day that we've got to think differently. I don't have gut issues. I'm closed off to that. It doesn't resonate to me. One of the reasons that I started engaging in this practice of not going with my first thought was when I started renovations on my new house, my boyfriend's uncle said to me, never go with your first good idea. You know, when it comes to the renovations, never go with your first good idea. Like, oh, you think you want to tear down this wall? Wait for the second good idea, the third good idea. Work through six or seven bad ideas, but never go with that first good idea or that first idea in general. And that really stuck with me in terms of the renovation, but I've been practicing applying that in other areas of my life, and this was one of those opportunities. So she says gut health. I'm like, I don't have gut issues. And then I said, but what if I do, right? Instead of that's not it, that's not the problem. Well, what if it is? I haven't explored that before. What if instead of gut health is not my priority right now, what if it is? And what do you know? Things started to change. I talked about this in episode 596. If you haven't listened to 596 on how your gut health is impacting everything, I talked about how when researchers started the Human Genome Project, they thought that they were going to find explanations for why we are different, why one person gets cancer and another person doesn't, why one person gets dementia and another person doesn't. They thought that this would be written in our genes. And most of it wasn't. The Human Genome Project actually didn't lead us to this great big understanding of what makes us different in our health and wellness. We're remarkably similar in our genetics. So then where are these differences coming from? And it was the Human Genome Project that led us to the microbiome. That is the great differentiator. That is where a lot of disease states begin, with the bacteria that are and are not in the microbiome. It was the Human Genome Project that led us to discover this axis that runs between the gut and the brain that influences all our hormones and all hormonal-related conditions, that influences inflammation in the gut that we typically think of when we think of the microbiome, but also inflammation throughout the body and in the brain relating to depression, related to neurodegenerative diseases. So as I questioned this, okay, I say it's not my gut, what if it is? I say gut health isn't the priority right now, what if it is? And I started to do a little digging. And I realized, well, looky here. The endocrine system, our hormone signaling system, is dramatically and undeniably influenced by the microbiome. If you have dysregulation in your gut, you have dysregulation of your hormones. Well, I did have a gut issue. And it's not just hormones. If you have anxiety, you have gut issues. If you have depression, you have gut issues. If you have inflammation or an inflammatory condition, you have gut issues. Our health really begins in that microbiome. So much of what we experience is being controlled there. And what was fascinating to me, guys, this is my work, right? I focus so much on nutrition. I focus so much on movement, on stress management. And I was doing all these things to make sure I was fueling my body well, but I really wasn't doing much to make sure I was fueling my microbiome. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't totally out in left field. I was making sure that I minimized processed foods, that I got whole foods, that I was buying organic and all of those things. So I was aware of the need to introduce good bacteria and minimize the introduction of pathogenic bacteria, but never had I made it a priority, even though if I want wellness to be my priority, then my microbiome must be. And you know, it took a little bit of setting aside the ego to say, I'm gonna make this shift. But that's how we grow. It's not about being wrong, right? It's not about right versus wrong. It's about there's always another level. So that first door I had to go through was first saying, this stress is taking a toll on my body. And even though I know I'm doing the things I know to do right, it's not enough for my body right now. It's not what my body needs right now. It's not giving me what I need right now. So I need to change something. I paid attention as I made the changes to how I felt. I journaled about it. I'm religious about using the identity journal. And one of the first things that, well, I'll get to the very first thing I noticed in a minute, but one of the first things I noticed was like a greater stress resilience, meaning crazy things could happen because they always will in life, but especially as a business owner, especially doing a renovation of your house, all of those things, I felt more stable in my ability to handle those things, which is a really great feeling. I'll take it. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that when we really support our microbiome, we produce more of the calming neurotransmitters like GABA and serotonin. Also because as we improve our microbiome, we reduce systemic inflammation, and that includes inflammation in the brain. I also noticed that I wasn't getting tired at 3:30, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which had been my pattern for years, and I just accepted it as normal. I created this belief, hey, I get up at 4:30 in the morning, I'm working all day. Of course, I kind of just like hit a wall at that time of day, but I never entertained, what if I just felt amazing until 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night? That seems like it's within the realm of what is possible, but it wasn't until I started making these changes that I felt that, and in feeling that, I was like, well, this is how I want to feel. I thought I felt pretty good before, and it felt pretty normal, but there's always another level if we are looking to go to it. I noticed that I started having more frequent bowel movements, like 3 times a day. Sometimes 4 times a day. Prior to that, I had been having only 1 bowel movement a day. And I thought, again, that was just normal for me. This is my pattern. But just because it's consistent does not mean that it is normal, does not mean that it is healthy, does not mean that your body is not letting you know something is not optimal. And I can tell you for sure that having 3 or 4 bowel movements a day feels way better than having 1. And God help me, I don't ever want to go back to having just 1 bowel movement a day. I thought that was normal. And I wasn't asking the question until recently, what if it's not? What if that's not normal? I also noticed that this low-grade tension that followed me throughout the day kind of lifted. Yet another thing that I thought was normal. I run a business. I'm renovating a house. I'm in a relationship. I have people in my life. I would wake up feeling like not anxious. I think that's too strong of a word for what I felt, but a little rushed, a little burdened, just tense, this low-grade tension, and it lifted. I thought it was normal, and I wasn't asking, what if it's not? What if there's another level, and how do I get there? I want to get there. I'll tell you right now, having gotten there, and I know I'm nowhere near where I can be in terms of my vitality, but I don't ever want to go back to a constant low-grade tension, to feeling tired at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, to having one bowel movement a day. What if it's not normal? What if there's something better? What if this is an easy switch for you to make? You just haven't made it yet. Maybe because you've told yourself it's normal or it's fine or you're okay. It's not about whether or not you're fine. I believe you're fine and I believe you can be excellent. It's not the way things have to be. And if my experience can tell you anything, it's stop settling. Set yourself free from that meh, that average feeling. It is possible, no matter how old you are, no matter what hormonal conditions you have, no matter how many children you have, how much you work, how much money you have, anything, you can feel amazing. And if you do not, it's going to look different for all of us, right? The way I feel amazing is going to be very different from my mother's feeling amazing than my 99-year-old grandmother's feeling amazing. But there's always another level. I saw this quote just the other day from Morgan Nichols, and it says, going through things you never thought you'd go through will only take you places you never thought you'd get to. And while, yeah, I've been through some things in my life that I never thought I would go through, what encourages me about this is not about like the crises and the traumas and the dramas, but it's about going through doors you haven't yet gone through. Exploring options that you haven't yet explored, maybe because you're afraid, maybe because you think everything's okay, it's good enough, it's fine. But if you go through the door to make it better, you're going to get to places you never thought you'd get to. And here's the beautiful thing. It's not just what walking through that one door takes you to. When you walk through that one door, like I walked through this one simple door that, yes, it had barriers to it, and yes, I had resistance, that didn't just open me up to feeling better. It created so many more options that I never thought were possible, options to help other people in ways that I never thought were possible. So it's not binary. It's not just if this, then that. The doorway you go through takes you to a place with thousands of other doorways. And when you go through that one, it opens you up to thousands of other doorways. Your life can be so much bigger and so much brighter and so much better. The second doorway that I went through was sharing these shifts with other people. You know, I had started to take a couple different probiotic products and a couple different products to help with the gut-brain axis and making those things communicate more efficiently and more effectively and more completely. And the first thing I did was reach out to a girlfriend of mine who I know struggles with thyroid issues and some weight challenges. Don't get it twisted, though. It would have been easier not to talk about it. It would have been easier to just do my own thing, think about the fact that she was struggling, but not initiate that conversation. Yes, I talk to people every single day, and it's not always comfortable. It would have been easier to not have the conversation with her of saying, hey, I needed to change something. Like life was getting a little much and my body wasn't responding the way that I thought it should and I wanted to make a change. It would have been easier to not talk about my bowel habits with like friends and family. Would have been easier. But you know what I found? 3/4 of the people that I talked to about it, maybe more than that, were like, oh my gosh, I only have one bowel movement a day. Or I totally know what you mean by that low-grade tension that's just sort of hanging there like a cloud. I just thought it was normal. I just thought it was part of being an adult. It would have been easier to have those conversations, but walking through that doorway opened me up to other ones, where they then started to see improvements. And I believe that's part of what I'm here for. A large part of what I'm here for is to help other people set themselves free, the way that I continue to work to set myself free. I said to one of my friends, I know your partner is struggling with depression. And mine has that struggle too. And this has helped us. This has made a difference. And I think you should try it. And she did. And it did make a difference. To my sister, Debbie, who on the outside is healthy, right? She goes to the gym. She eats well. She prioritizes sleep. All of those things. But I asked her, are you doing anything intentionally for your gut health? Because if you're not, it's kind of like muscle, right? We talk about this a lot. I did an episode, I don't remember the episode number, but I'll put it in the show notes, about how if you are not doing something intentionally to maintain your muscle mass after age 30, you are losing it. And I'm increasingly believing more and more every single day that the same is true with our gut health. If you are not intentionally doing things to support your microbiome, it is not taking care of you the way that it could. You are leaving a lot on the table in terms of your vitality and your energy and all those things. So I had that conversation with my sister. I know you don't seem to have any problems. Like for me, I had Hashimoto's and I was in a flare and I was definitely feeling like the things that have worked for me before just were not working for me anymore. She didn't have that situation. And for her as well, there is always another level. The gut is really the axis for your mental health and your physical health. So those conversations allowed me to help people in my personal circle, some friends, some family members, and it made a difference. So it made a difference for me. I walked through the next doorway. I had those conversations with them. I'm not somebody who brings up like bowel movements on the regular when I call my sister, for sure. Definitely was probably the first time we talked about that. But they then created improvements, and they then saw that there was another level that maybe they didn't know was there for them. Which took me to a bigger, scarier doorway. Not the scariest, we're going to get there in a couple of minutes. But this next doorway, I did not want to walk through. Not only was I scared, I was negative. I was resistant. I was judgmental. Because I was deeply committed to my past patterns. Here's what was happening in my life at the time that this doorway presented itself, and at the time that I was like, nope, 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 not for me. Next. It looked like a wall, this doorway. It looked like a barrier. I didn't think there was a way through it. I wasn't interested in going through it. It was just a no. But where I was when this started happening was at a place where I realized that I have my dream career, but not my dream life. I love Primal Potential, and anybody who has ever worked with me knows that. This is what I am here on earth to do, no question. That makes it easier, not always easy, but easier, to pour so much of myself and my time and my life into it. You guys know, I work every day, Sunday, Saturday, Christmas morning, 4th of July, you name it. And it's been that way since 6 months before Primal Potential launched. So 5.5 years. It's a great career and it's a great income. But at this point, I was feeling like this dream career was at odds with my dream life and I felt limited. What Primal Potential has given me is priceless in helping other people, in helping myself, in getting a message out there that I believe in so deeply. What it has not given me is freedom. And I want both. And at first, this felt like a barrier because I didn't think I could, right? What it hasn't given me is freedom, and I didn't see how it could. And as I started to think about some logistical things, I started to feel really stuck. Like, what if I, God forbid, was in the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks, right? My income goes way down. I suddenly can't serve my clients, and that is unacceptable. But I don't have like a body double. Or what if I started a family? I don't have the flexibility right now to take 3 months off without taking a serious hit to my family's income. If I work less, I make less. If I take time off, the business gets weaker. These are the facts of the business that I created, and it made me feel like Primal Potential owned me more than I owned Primal Potential. I felt less like a business owner and more like I owned my job. So I started to ask, instead of, well, this is just the way it is, well, that's the price you pay for owning your own business, I started to ask questions like, well, what if that's not true? What if there is a way for me to serve at the level I want to serve, to do the things I want to do for and with my clients, and to make a great income for my family, to grow my income for my family, and to have more time? What if that is possible? What would it look like? And I'll be honest, the first couple options I explored were no's. They were hell no's. They sucked. People in my professional circle, my business circle, even coaches of mine said, Elizabeth, you're crazy not to automate your courses. That's what people do. Extricate yourself so that it runs without you. Easy. And I'll be perfectly honest. For me, my decision is that that is not an option. It's not one I'll take. That's not how I want to serve. It's not how I want to lead. It doesn't allow me to have the relationship with my clients that I want to have. It's not the impact I want to make. That felt like a wall. It did. I'm not doing that. So what? I just make less money and I serve fewer people and I serve them less often, but at the same quality. That wasn't an option either, one that I wanted to take. I guess I should say it was an option, but just not one that I was willing to explore. So two options that came to me quickly were no-goes. So then what? I prayed and I journaled and I asked myself, if everything was possible, what would this look like? What else is possible? And every single morning, I would begin the day with that question, and I would just be looking for answers and looking for options and looking for solutions that would allow me freedom and income. Not because, look, I don't live a lavish lifestyle. Like, I'm not a clothes girl or a shoes girl or a cars girl. But I like to be able to be generous with my friends and my family. And I know that the more money that I have, the more I can serve other people, and that matters to me. And I'm not ashamed of that at all. And I want to have time for my family and for myself and for things outside of work. So I just kept journaling and asking questions. What is possible? What is possible? If everything was possible, what would this look like? What would my dream setup be? How can this work? And this was happening as I was working on my gut health, and as I was encouraging my family and friends to do the same, and talking to my sister and to my close friends and to my boyfriend and to my cousins. And at the same time, my friend Brooke, who initially had introduced me to the probiotics and the seed powder and the protein powder that I started taking, and Brooke has been on the podcast. I'll link to her episode. She's a successful business owner, a true servant leader, and just an amazing human being. She talked to me about the fact that these products that I had fallen in love with, these products that I had already shared with a dozen or more people in my own life, that they were part of a network marketing opportunity. Walls up. Big old walls. That was my first thought. My first reaction, yep, no way, not for me, not ever. Thanks, but no thanks. And I told her that when I worked for a supplement company before I started Primal Potential, that was a network marketing company. I was on the corporate side. And I saw a lot of stuff I did not like. Not a chance, walls up. And then I had a moment of thinking about how my initial reaction to my gut health being the answer was, no, I don't have gut issues. That's not it. And I remember my boyfriend's uncle saying, never go with that first idea. So what I said to Brooke was, if I'm going to allow myself to entertain the idea that this is this is not an opportunity I want, that this is a bad thing, then I, at a minimum, need to explore and entertain the idea that maybe it's a great idea. That maybe my negativity and my snap judgment might be wrong. So the first thing I did was ask myself, once I was like, look, if I'm going to entertain that this is like a hell no, then I at least need to explore what if it's a hell yes, right? I want to be the kind of person who is not limiting myself to my first preconceived notions. That matters to me. That is one of my significant values. So I asked myself, why do I hate this idea? Why does it repulse me? And it was because when I thought about network marketing, I thought about pushy people pushing crappy products just to make money. And I was quickly like, but I would never do that. Like, I would never be a pushy person pushing crappy products. That would never be me, ever, in a million years, right? So that's a person thing. It kind of made me think about my contractor, right? The first contractor who worked on my office. He wasn't particularly professional, and he wasn't particularly kind or reliable, and he wasn't particularly committed to quality work. But that doesn't mean that all contractors are that way. It's the individual, right? It's what they choose to do and how they choose to operate. And if I operated from the, oh, no, I know how that goes. I'm not doing that. Well, guess what? I wouldn't be renovating my house. But instead, I found a different kind of contractor, one who's super responsive and one who's kind and one who's honest and one who is gonna show up when he says he's gonna show up and gonna do what he says he's gonna do, right? And then I thought about Brooke. Brooke is not a pushy person pushing crappy products for the sake of making money. That would repulse Brooke. And this opportunity and this company is not the one I worked with and is not the other ones that people have pitched to me before that I've been like, bye. Absolutely not. And then the other fact that I couldn't deny is these products are changing me for the better, and my boyfriend, and my family, and my close friends. And I thought about how I trust Brooke. She has a successful business outside of this, and so does her husband. They're not doing this out of some desperation to make money. They're doing this out of a true passion because they are seeing this as something like they've never seen before. And though they have successful careers outside of this, they are most excited about helping people set themselves free from health challenges and financial limitations. And in about a year, they've created a six-figure income on the side that allows them freedom and the ability to be generous, which is exactly what I was paying for. So maybe my initial thought was really freaking wrong. And maybe if I went with that fear-based thought, that eye-roll-based reaction, that projecting my past onto my future and closing myself off based on the past, maybe I'd be robbing myself of a huge opportunity and turning away the very thing that I had been praying for. Because, guys, I wasn't praying for money. I wasn't trying to solve a problem to make more money. Money wasn't what I was looking for, but I know it is for a lot of people. And that's one of the reasons that my sister was really excited about it. I was looking for freedom, for flexibility, and an opportunity to marry my passion for helping people and setting people free in a way that allows me the freedom that I want, that I haven't created for myself up until now. I wasn't looking for, you know, money at any cost. I could easily get on here and talk about some shake from some company and make a lot of money. That's not me. That'll never be me. Maybe this was exactly what I needed to create this freedom and to help other people create freedom, to have my dream career without the pressure to work every single day in order to keep my income steady. So what Brooke asked me to do, I shared all of this very candidly with Brooke. She asked me to fly out and meet the team behind this new company. She said, you'll either feel it or you won't. And I was like, that I can do. I can fly out and I can meet them. And like, how many times does that opportunity present itself, right? And she was so right. As I sat at dinner with the executive team, I said to Brooke, I would be part of this if there were no products. I would be part of this if there were no financial opportunity, because these are the kinds of people and the kinds of values and the kinds of goals that I want to be a part of, that I want to surround myself with. These are the people I want in my life. That isn't what I thought when I first said, hell no. This is not. While there are things of pushy people with crappy products, pushing them on you just to make money, not everything is that. And I had to set aside that judgment, that fear-based projection, that limiting belief to say yes to a huge opportunity. These are not pushy people pushing average products for the sake of making money. These are people who live to serve, who don't cut corners, who guarantee money back on their products because they know they work. These are people who invest in people, who invest in setting people free from financial limitations and health challenges, and it is exactly what I was praying for. And that does not mean it wasn't scary. And it does not mean that I didn't have 50 million walls up. But the door to say, yeah, I'm not feeling how I want to feel. And yeah, I'm willing to try something different. And even though I'm cynical and skeptical about supplements, I'm willing to do it and see. And then I was able to help other people. And then I was able to help myself. But the biggest and scariest door is this conversation right here. Really. Oh boy, Elizabeth has changed. Now she's going to try and recruit us all and sell us all these products. That's not true. That'll never be true. I completely respect that there will be probably some of you who will tell yourself that story and it doesn't make it true. Because I'll never be pushy and I'll never try to recruit you and that'll never happen. But here's the thing. Initially, and you can ask Brooke about this, or you can ask Sarah about this too. Maybe Sarah and I will talk about this in an upcoming Q&A. When I first said yes to this opportunity, I said, I'll never talk about it on Primal Potential. I never will. Because of the fear that some of you listening would say, oh boy, she's changed. Now she's going to try and get us all to drink her Kool-Aid. It was the fear that led me to say that. And what made me change my mind was that this could be exactly what some of you are praying for your health, for your family, for your freedom, for your finances, for options, for the doorway you've been looking for. And Brooke said something that really sealed the deal for me. And I don't know if I can even say this without crying. Nope, I can't. She said, who is on the other side of your obedience? And I thought about when I started Primal Potential, and I was terrified. I was terrified to leave my job, where I made a good income, to start from scratch, where I had no email list, nobody to listen to me except my mom, nothing. But who was on the other side of my obedience in that decision, or the thousands of people whose lives have been touched by Primal Potential, where if I had stayed in fear and stayed quiet because, well, some people might not like my message, or some people might not think I'm educated enough, or I'm healthy enough, or I'm thin enough. If I had stayed behind that doorway of fear, I would have kept a lot of people from transformation. I was on the phone. I mean, you guys have heard from some of my clients recently who say they're happier than ever, who their relationship with their spouses are better than ever. I was on the phone with somebody the other day who had lost 121 pounds or something like that in the last 11 months of working with me. And all of those people were on the other side of my obedience. And it would have been easier to stay at the job that I didn't like and not take the risk to start this new thing. But on the other side of my obedience to that calling that I had were any and all of you who have been touched in a big way or a small way by Primal Potential. And so she challenged me and she said, who is on the other side of your obedience with this? With the decision to share this. The first person I thought of was my sister, who's a social worker with six figures in student loan debt. And as a social worker, you're not, you know, making a ton of money. And I know that not only will she be able to better serve her clients through the gut-brain axis, I know that, I am sure of it, and she is too. So her clients are on the other side of my obedience. Her teenagers who are struggling with anxiety and depression, they are on the other side of my obedience. But what I think gets me the most emotional is my sister's financial freedom is on the other side of my obedience. Removing her financial pressure is on the other side of me having these conversations. And maybe you are on the other side of my obedience. Maybe my decision to say, yep, there are going to be some people who are going to say, oh, Elizabeth, here we go. She's going to try and recruit us all. And I'm not. Maybe there are those of you that are like, this could help me in many ways. This could help my health. This could help my finances. This could help my family. This could help somebody I know. I need this. Who is on the other side of my obedience? My boyfriend, overcoming depression that he struggled with for 15 years. My friend, overcoming debilitating anxiety. My cousin, who had to get off her anti-anxiety medication and was terrified until we talked about how changing her microbiome can shift that for her. And she started doing that. I'm not going to change, right? It's kind of like when I added sponsors to the show. Nothing changed. Nothing changes here. I haven't changed. Primal Potential hasn't changed. You can tell yourself a story that it has, but it hasn't. But it would have been even more wrong for me to not share this than to share it. I'm freaking excited for myself. Even if you are not excited for yourself and you don't see an opportunity for yourself, I'm excited for my health. I am excited to help everyone I know get so much healthier, overcome depression, overcome anxiety, overcome hormonal imbalances, have more energy, sleep better at night. I'm freaking crazy excited for that. I'm crazy excited to have a strong six-figure income by the end of this year, outside of Primal Potential. I'm so excited for that, and I'm even more excited to help some of my friends and my family do the exact same thing. And Primal Potential will remain exactly the same. Here's why I won't try to recruit you. You're either excited about this if you're not, or you're not, and if you're not, that's cool. We're going to continue with the podcast, and the 12 Weeks to Transformation is going to kick off as normal, and it's not going to become a sponsoring ground for anything, because I only want to work with people who are excited to work with me, because otherwise my life sucks, right? If I'm working with people that don't want to work with me, my life sucks. I don't want my life to suck. Just like when we added sponsors, nothing changed about the show, nothing changed about the business, but I have to stand in my integrity, right? And so if I'm changing something and it is changing me, you're going to hear about it. Whether it's my squatty potty, which Sarah totally called me out on the other day. She comes out to the office. She's sitting across from me right now. She's laughing. We're going to record a Q&A in a minute. So Sarah, remind me to bring that up. She comes out into the office. She's like, so I have a question, and this is just me being really nosy. And I'm like, okay. I'm expecting something really juicy. And she goes, squatty potty? And I'm like, oh yeah, I used to have one. But when I moved, I didn't take it with me because I could only take what I could fit in my car when I moved from North Carolina. And so I just got another squatty potty. I think they're freaking amazing, right? So whether we're talking about squatty potties or we're talking about four sigmatic coffee or we're talking about gut brain health, nothing changes in terms of Primal Potential. I'm just being me and being real. And I wouldn't be being me and being real if I didn't share this with you. So here's how I'm going to convince you that nothing changes on the podcast. No pitch. I'm just sharing this with you about how I walked through the doors. And if you are like, well, but wait, I want to learn more. Here's what we're going to do. If you want to learn more, and if you don't care. That's fine. I still love you. Listen to the podcast. Nothing changes. But for those of you who have been praying for something like this, who are curious about this, who want to learn more, here's the scoop. Monday, July 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Monday, July 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to go live on Zoom with Brooke to talk more about this, to get into, you know, what it is, the products, the opportunity, why I'm so excited, how Brooke has become so successful, how I'm planning to hit my health and my financial goals with this. Monday, July 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to be there, you've got to register. If you want to get a replay, you've got to register. And to register, just go to the show notes for today's episode, okay? PrimalPotential.com/624. That's the show notes, PrimalPotential.com/624. And that is where you can get the registration link to join us if you're curious, if you want to know more, if you think this is for you. And if it's not, cool, I love you. Welcome to Primal Potential. Monday, July 8th, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Just go to the show notes, primalpotential.com/624 to register. It's free. We're just going to talk about it. There's no pressure. We're not going to sell you anything. I guarantee it. That's not my personality. We're just going to share a little bit more for those of you that want to know more. What this episode is really about is refusing to limit your life to your biases, to your first ideas, to your fears, and to the problems that you think are insurmountable. I'm excited to see who's excited to show up on Monday, July 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I hope I get to hang out with a lot of you, but if I don't, that's totally cool too. I will continue to share authentically about what's going on in my life, what's working for me, what's not, what's hard, what's easy. And I want you to do the same with me because this is our show. And I want to be as real as I can be and not hold back based on fear. And I want you to be as real as you can be and not hold back based on fear. So if you want to join me, just go to primalpotential.com/624. And I will see some of you on Monday, July 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. In the meantime, refuse to limit your life to your biases, to your first ideas, to your fears, to your problems, and decide to set yourself free. Talk to you later. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.